Welcome to 302 Seconds While You Wait, a Canelan podcast. I am Dr. Sarah Mum, the Director of Educational Service for Early Childhood through Fifth Grade, and I'm super excited to be joined today by Ms. Martin from Fox Valley Career Center. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead and take a couple minutes and introduce yourself. I know you've been at Canelan for a bit, but let's hear a little bit about you.
Okay. I have been at Canelan starting, this is my fifth year. My official role is Assistant Director of Fox Valley Career Center. Prior to that, I did 14 years as a school counselor, and then prior to that, I had 20 years in a variety of industries.
Love it. Love it. And what would be a fun fact about you that maybe our audience would not know, even if they have met you and know you a little bit?
I'm originally from Western New York.
Oh, wow.
I've had 31 jobs.
Oh, wow. And
2 to 3 at a time, folks, not job hopping. And I like to weld, but also knit, sew, and crochet.
Holy cow. I've even known you worked in the same building, and I probably just learned something new. Yeah. I love doing this.
I don't bring my crochet projects to work normally.
You need to. I think so. Have a little craft fair.
There we go.
Out in our lobby here at the KMAC Center. So today we're excited to have you. We're going to talk a little bit about Fox Valley, and Canelan is very lucky to have Fox Valley on our campus. I'm sure you'll tell us, but Fox Valley is a consortium of many districts, and we are lucky to actually be able to house it at Canelan. Our students are fortunate that we can house most of the programs here, although I know some are at other campuses as well. But we wanted you to really come on today and tell our community about the different offerings so that as you start to have some high school students, you can start to think about what are the options and possibilities for our students. So tell us a little bit about what does Fox Valley offer our students in careers and opportunities.
Okay, so I will start with that fact that it is an agreement between 7 different school districts. Okay. So we have students from Batavia, Geneva, Burlington Central has rejoined us this year for the first time in 5 years, Canelan, of course, and then the D303 schools.
Okay.
So hopefully I didn't leave anybody out.
And 303 is St. Charles?
St. Charles, okay. Yeah. So we have East, North, and then they also have a personalized learning academy called Compass Academy.
Oh, okay.
So we have students from there as well.
Great.
So that's kind of the overview. There, we do have, because of the agreement, there are certain rules that we have to follow. And then, of course, providing equitable spots for every program that can be challenging when 6 out of the 11 that we have were on a wait list last year. The demand is high.
Yeah, very.
So we can talk about industry and the silver tsunami later. But and then we have 11 programs on our campuses. So you mentioned the main campus. So we have our skilled trades, automotive technology, electrical systems, which is... Year 1 is residential wiring, year 2 is HVAC, and then we have welding, and we also have computer technology, but there are 3 programs within that, very different, so cybersecurity, PC repair, that's the actual hardware, kids build amazing computers on their own, and then we have game programming. So over here at KMAC, we have our public safety and education, and health occupation. So what that means is fire science, emergency medical technician or EMT, and law enforcement are the public safety health occupations. We have 2 programs within that. And one is BNET, which ends up in a certified nursing assistant certification. So students can get started working in a nursing home. And then we have foundations of education and, excuse me, that's what we offer at KMAC. And then we also have some off-campus programs.
Okay.
So cosmetology, that's a hugely expensive, hard to maintain. So we contract that out with hair professionals in Sycamore and then debutantes in Oswego. And from time to time, we have students that are interested in barbering. So we... the last 2 years have contracted with Legacy Academy in Sycamore. So out of those programs, I think it's not just that we have those programs. You know, a lot of our skilled trades and BNET program are at about a 9th, 10th grade level, but EMT is like the AP of what we offer. Yeah. So you really need to be on point, your study skills, make sure that you're, you know, serious about it. And so many students take our programs for different reasons, exploring, they're kind of committed or fully committed, and they're like, this is what I want to do with my life. And all of those are okay.
That's why I like the offerings at Fox Valley, because just like you said, I may have an interest in it, or I may know I want to go into college or a totally different trade, but I want to dabble a little bit.
Yep.
And, you know, like I might want to commit and get that certification and know I'm going to use it the minute I walk out of whatever high school I'm graduating from. Or I just might want to have it in my back pocket after I go through my engineering degree or teaching degree or whatever. And so that really gives a different opportunity. What might, I know we have to wrap up here in a minute, but what if a family is having those discussions and not knowing much about it, where might I be able to find out more information?
Well, the easiest way to do that is go to our website, foxvalleycc.org. But then the first Thursday of November, we always have our open house. So it's from 5:30 to 8. And freshman year, honestly, is not too early to start because we do have two campuses and it's a lot to see in one evening. So you can meet the teacher, you can meet current students, you can get a feel for the classroom, that kind of thing. So definitely start exploring.
So I don't have to be a current student to come to that open house and check it out.
Okay. No, I would highly, highly, highly encourage people, any interest at all, or even if your student isn't interested, but you think they should take a look, that would be a great time to do it.
Or you as a parent want to, and you drag your kid along.
Absolutely. We've had a lot of parents with siblings and then younger siblings tagging along who eventually we see.
I love it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, that just gave a little bit of an overview, and there's so much more to talk about. Thank you for stopping by today. And I know this week we want to give you a little commercial about it is homecoming week. Hopefully you already are full well into our spirit week. Make sure you check the websites for your school to know what the spirit days are for this week. And of course, the big homecoming game this Friday night with the first game starting at 5, the second game right afterwards, typically around 7 p.m. On our field out here at the high school. And then our game will be on Saturday, or not the game, my apologies. The dance will be on Saturday. Don't forget the big homecoming dance. Our secret word this week for the raffle, all you have to do is email 302seconds at caneland.org. And Miss Martin is going to tell us our secret word.
The secret word is careers.
Awesome. Go ahead and email us and you will be entered to win the raffle. Thank you very much for stopping by today.
Thank you so much for having me.